hands-on opportunities to practice reporting the news and to put together a radio newscast. To find out more, go to WSLR.org and look for that youth radio display ad or call 941-894-6469. From WSLR, LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton, this has been the WSLR News Wednesday edition. WSLR News is a public affairs show produced by a handful of reporters and volunteers at our station in downtown Sarasota. Our theme music is by Mark Zampella. When we're not on the air, you can find our news reports on WSLR.org. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, and now on Blue Sky. Listen to us anytime on all major podcasting platforms. Thank you for listening. I am Johannes Werner. Coming up right now, The Ruthless Truth with Ruth Beltran and friends. Stay tuned.
You are listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 Bradenton. The views, comments, and opinions that come from our interviews, shows, air personalities, and from our calling guests are uncensored, and those views and opinions can be widespread and extremely diverse. These opinions or views do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of WSLR, Fogartyville, our staff, or volunteers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your life.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again to The Ruthless Truth. Today is June 11th, 2025. I'm your host today, Alan Kim. So the topic of today's episode is the fight back against queer oppression. Some updates first before we get to that. Maria Martinez, the 22-year-old college graduate from the Sarasota County area, she was ripped from her family, detained, and transferred across multiple facilities from Tampa to Miami and now Raymondville, Texas. She has her hearing set for July 1st. Community action made that possible. We ask the community to continue to create as much noise and pressure as possible so that she can be reunited with her family. The community also stood together at the Manatee County's circuit court to demand justice for Deandre Alfonso Anderson. Circuit Judge Frederick Mercurio dismissed a second-degree murder charge against Jordan Glanz. Jordan initiated a fight after a fender bender in a parking lot by spitting on Deandrick and then proceeded to shoot him in the stomach. Deandrick later died at Blake Trauma Center, and we stand with his mother, Angela, in her continued fight for justice against this racist system that protects white men who have money. Our community will not stop until we wipe racism away. And it starts full accountability for killers. The Dump Duke campaign held their town hall to answer questions about power restorations during hurricanes. Residents united to learn more about better possibilities. All right, now let's get to it. This is Pride Month, a month where we celebrate our unique differences and boldly remind everybody that love is beyond the contained dimensions of gender. A month where we honor those who have fought for our right to exist with dignity and reflect on what more needs to be done to protect those who we love. While we do see beautiful colors and glitter and celebration, we do live in a society where a lot still has to be done for queer rights. While we see acceptance and tolerance growing as the years passed, we must also acknowledge that there is still a lot to fight for in order to make a better future. The discrimination against the queer community is not simple bathroom and sports debate. While we do see greater acceptance and tolerance in some parts of our society, we must also acknowledge that in many parts of our society as well, there's still a lot to fight for to ensure that queer people have basic human respect and dignity and rights. The discrimination against the queer community is not just the simple bathroom and sports debate that the mainstream media would have you believe. It's also about survival. Queer people to this day commonly face serious threats of violence and murder. I'll share a couple of examples with you. First is Sam Nordquist, 24-year-old transgender man from Minnesota, traveled up to upstate New York to meet a woman he met online, and he also considered her to be his girlfriend. This woman, Precious Arzuaga, and six other people are now facing charges of first-degree murder. When Sam arrived, he was tortured for over a month before he died. A 12-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy were forced to participate in this torture as well. Months before Sam's remains were discovered last week, his family requested two wellness checks with police in Canandaigua. Sam may be alive today if they had done their jobs, his mother said to reporters. The Canandaigua Police Department's chief of police, Matthew Nielsen, said that none of his roughly 30 officers spoke with the family at all prior to Sam's death. He suggested that the family is instead confused about which law enforcement agency they called to perform those wellness checks. This is clearly a lie, as the family has provided screenshots proving that the calls were made to the Canandaigua Police Department. Jonathan Joss, best known for his role as John Redcorn in King of the Hill and as Ken Hotate in Parks and Recreation, was also recently killed by his 56-year-old neighbor, Sigfredo Queja Alvarez, outside of his home, which had previously allegedly been burned down by the shooter, while he and his husband, a trans man named Tristan Karen de Gonzalez, went to the mail. And they found a dog's skull outside their mailbox that they believed to be theirs. De Gonzalez stated that Jonathan was murdered by someone who could not stand the sight of two men loving each other. Also went on to say that when Ceja Alvarez opened fire, Joss pushed his husband out of the way and saved his life. Jonathan Joss's husband held him during his final moments. He said, "I didn't want him to struggle and everything, so I decided to tell him I loved him. And despite the severity of everything, he was able to look up at me and acknowledge what I was saying. So I know he heard me. I just kept telling him, it's okay. You need to cross over. You don't need to keep struggling. You need to go ahead and cross over easy." Absolutely heartbreaking stuff. Initially, police stated that this was not a hate crime. However, following public backlash, given the details of the case, they then later stated that they did not know whether it was a hate crime, and now the crime is being investigated as such. Ceja Alvarez, the shooter, is charged with murder, and he is still walking free on a $200,000 bond. All right, so now let's talk about queer resistance. Our first story starts all the way back in the 1930s, none other than Miami, Florida. La Paloma was a drag and strip club that catered to queer customers. Not often what we think of when we think of the 1930s, by the way. However, due to anti-vice, quote-unquote, sentiment that was rising in reaction to Miami's new tourism industry, the KKK revived in the Miami area in that time. On the night of November 15th, 1937, the KKK inducted 125 new members, did a public cross-burning, and then 200 hooded men descended upon the nightclub. They destroyed furniture, brutalized queer patrons, and forced everyone out of the club by threatening to burn it down. The Dade County Sheriff, soon after the KKK raid, this is David Coleman, called the club a menace and vowed to keep it legally closed. Coleman ordered the nightclub to stop operations and then ordered a police raid there 2 weeks later. La Paloma reopened again, however, soon after. The club's manager claimed that they offered, in defiance of the sheriff and the KKK, the club's manager claims that the club offered spicier entertainment than ever. A new skit performed at the club featured performers satirizing the Klan raid and donning white hoods. A stronger sense of unity came to Miami's LGBT community, and La Paloma nightclub became a symbol of resistance and resiliency for the entire city. Next up, the Pepper Hill Club raid resistance. This happened in Baltimore, Maryland, and on October 30th, 1955, 162 patrons of this nightclub were arrested. Nothing out of the ordinary for this country, and for that time especially, but what makes this story interesting is that the next day in court, when the arrestees were meant to be sentenced, the police were met with a large group of protesters. The details are not fully known, but court proceedings were so filled with pissed-off queers that only 5 of the 162 arrested patrons ended up receiving charges. 5 too many, but still demonstrates the power of community resistance. Moving on to 1958, this happened in Los Angeles. So this is 10 years before Stonewall. This is what's often cited as the first queer riot in America. It happened in a 24-hour donut shop called Cooper Donuts. And one day, in 1958, LA police officers attempted to arrest 5 queer patrons after the customers argued with the cops. Onlookers began to throw coffee cups and food at the police until they were forced to flee. Queer people began to gather in resistance and celebration, eventually taking to the streets, and a large crowd grew as patrons of the surrounding gay bars and others in the area heard about what happened. Story continues that police backup arrived, blocked off streets for the entire night, and that they then beat and arrested several people. Again, police are not on our side. Moving to 1961, this is in Milwaukee. On August 5th, a small group of Navy servicemen went to the Black Knight on a dare. This is a club, by the way. And were refused entrance by a bouncer. They then tried to jump this bouncer. So then people intervened with beer bottles to fend them off. They went back to the first bar they were at to recruit others to form a raid at the Black Knight. By the time they got back, however, it was at full capacity, and Josie, the owner, had already spread the news of what happened. According to reports, every patron in the building was prepared to fight the servicemen when they returned. And fight they did, until the entire inside of the bar was destroyed. Police arrived and arrested only the servicemen and their friends when they eventually showed up. Moving on to 1965, Protesters at a Dewey's restaurant lunch counter in Center City, Philadelphia, staged a sit-in to protest the denial of service to queer patrons. The incident began when a large group of gender nonconforming teenagers were denied service, accused of being disruptive, and employees were then instructed to deny any queer person service from the restaurant. These teenagers then reached out to the Janus Society, which is a queer rights organization, and on April 25th, 1965, 150 people were at 17th Street Dewey's. Three teenagers and Clark Pollock, the president of the Janus Society, were arrested and found guilty of disorderly conduct. But not to be deterred, after the arrest, the Janus Society demonstrated outside the restaurants for 5 days, distributing over 1,500 leaflets. On May 2nd, they staged another sit-in. This time, there was no arrests, and shortly after, Dewey's discontinued its rule of denying service to anyone who looked queer. What a win. In 1966, in New York City, another sit-in happened just around the block from Stonewall. This happened at the Julius Tavern. This was a planned sit-in, similar to Rosa Parks during the bus boycott. This was called a sip-in, as a nod to the civil rights sit-ins. Three queer men selected Julius Tavern as a place of defiance, and then ordered drinks. After receiving their drinks, they told the bartender that they were gay, and the bartender responded saying that this was illegal and refused to serve them the next day when they returned. Just as they had planned, they got New York Times to cover the incident and demonstrate to the community the bigotry that was commonplace in New York City bars. Here's another story coming out of Florida. The Emma Jones Society beach parties in between 1965 and 1969 were a unique and sunny form of protest. The society was started by the couple Ray and Henry Hiller, and they started as a small gathering of queer people that would meet in houses to socialize and pick up queer magazines from a P.O. box that they shared. At some point, these gatherings began to grow too large for people's houses, and they moved to the beach, and they stayed there 4 years. Power of community, y'all. Moving on to Atlanta, Georgia, in August 1969, the Ansley Mall Mini Cinema Raid Resistance. This is an example of precious lives that were taken away just for existing as queer people in public. This demonstrates why it's so important for us to fight, protect each other, and stand in solidarity. It is on each one of us to ensure that bigotry is cleansed out of our society. Alright, now we have a ruthless alert for you all. If you haven't heard, the Trump administration is seeking to take social security numbers given to immigrants for work authorization away by adjusting their status. This means stripping legal residents of their path to citizenship, stripping them of their ability to work and attain social security benefits. The Social Security Administration is repurposing a, quote, death master file to erase their legal status in the United States. Is anyone surprised by this? This is just the latest in a line of attacks that our country has been making on immigrants, not just during the Trump administration, but no matter who's in office. When people are being kidnapped by ICE during their interviews set by the Department of Homeland Security, it's clear that nothing was ever about illegal immigrants. This has always been about a war against immigrants. These are immigrants that pay taxes and don't get most of the benefits. These are immigrants that build our communities. These are immigrants that work hard, that come to this country because the United States destabilizes and overthrows countries all around the world to extract profits. This is why we say there is no such thing as an illegal immigrant. People are coming here chasing after any hint of the money that the United States has stolen from their home countries. So this Saturday, June 14th, I'm going to be outside the Pinellas County Jail at 4:30 p.m. This is a community protest against these illegal and absolutely outrageous deportations. Pinellas County Jail, by the way, for those who don't know, is being used by ICE as a transport hub for detainees from the entire region. Next up, also on my calendar, are a week of events held by Queer Expressions St. Pete. This will include teach-ins, potluck celebration, lesbian arm wrestling, a youth and family night. Y'all can check this. Y'all can get a full picture of these events and details by looking up Queer Expressions on Instagram. Their handle is Queer Expressions St. Pete. That's Queer Expressions St. Pete on Instagram. This week of events is happening between June 14th and the 22nd. Also, save the date for People's Pride. This is a grassroots community festival happening on June 27th. You can look them up on Instagram, People's Pride Coalition. Thank you for joining us today. Stay in the know about us. If you want to learn more about our shows, share your thoughts with us, follow us on Instagram. We are The Ruthless Truth Radio. We also have a Facebook page as well. And you can listen to any of our shows on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget, y'all, stand up for our rights.
Saw her on the fences, through all the borders. She's been a lot of places, sharks in the water. I only want her with me, bring on the trouble. Some never see her beauty, nor see the struggle. I'm a refugee, come around here, come around here. You're a refugee from around there, from around there. So go and touch your people, bring them to my town. We gon' love your people, let's burn them on down. So go and touch your mother, bring your sisters round. Cause we gon' love your people, let's burn them on down. A war was raging, had to escape it. She told the youths, get ready, they're gonna make it. Run for your life, she tells them, the walls are breaking. Peace should be in your future, it's for the taking. I'm a refugee, come around here, come around here. You're a refugee from around there, from around there. So go and tell your people, bring them to my town. We gon' love your people, let's burn one down. So go and tell your mother, bring your sisters round. Cause we gon' love your people, let's burn one down. We'll be right back.
really means freedom. Not yet.
I got one job, two jobs, three when I need them. I got five roommates in this one studio, but I never really see them. And we all came America trying to get a lap dance from Lady Freedom. But now Lady Liberty is acting like Hillary Banks with a prenup. Man, I was brave, sailing on graves. Don't think I didn't notice those tombstones disguised as waves. I'm no dummy, here's something funny. You could be an immigrant without risking your lives, or crossing these borders with thrifty supplies. All you gotta do is see the world with new eyes.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
It's a hard line when you're an import, baby boy. It's hard times when you ain't sent for. Racists feed the belly of the beast with they pitchforks. Rich chores done by the people that get ignored. Ya se armó, ya se despertaron. It's a whole awakening. La alarma ya sonó hace rato. Los que quieren buscan, pero nos apodan como vagos. We're the same ones hustling on every level. Ten los datos. Walk a mile in our shoes. Abróchense los zapatos. I've been scoping y'all dudes. Y'all ain't been working like I do. Why y'all work ya? It hurt ya. You claim I'm stealing jobs, though. Peter Piper claimed he picked them. He just underpaid Pablo. But there ain't a paper trail when you living in the shadows. We America's ghostwriters. The credit's only borrowed. It's a matter of time before the checks all come. But
immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job.
Yeah.
America's ghostwriters, the credits only borrowed. It's America's ghostwriters, the America's ghostwriters, America's ghostwriters, America's ghostwriters, the credits only borrowed. It's America's ghostwriters, the credits only borrowed. It's America's ghostwriters, the credits only borrowed. It's
immigrants, we get the job done.
Immigrants, we don't like that, nah, they don't play. British Empire strikes back, they're beating us like 808s and hi-hats. At our own game of invasion, this ain't Iraq. Who these Fugees, what do they do for me? But contribute new green taxes and tool swagger and brutality. Cool, they flee war zones, but the problem ain't ours. Even if our bombs landed on them like the Mayflower. Buckingham Palace, a Capitol Hill. Blood of my ancestors had that all built. With the ink you print on your dollar bill, oil you spill, thin red line on the flag you hoist when you kill. But still, we just say, look how far I come. Hindustan, Pakistan, to London, to a galaxy far from their ignorance. Cause
immigrants, we get the job done.
Por tierra o por agua, identidad falsa. Brincamos muros o flotamos en balsa. La peleamos como sandino en Nicaragua. Somos como las plantas que crecen sin agua. Sin pasaporte americano, porque la mitad de Gringolandia es terreno mexicano. Hay que ser bien hijo de puta. Nosotros les sembramos el árbol y ellos se comen la fruta. Somos los que cruzaron. Aquí vinimos a buscar el oro que nos robaron. Tenemos más trucos que la policía secreta. Metimos la casa completa en una maleta. Con un pico, una pala y un rastrillo, te construimos un castillo. ¿Cómo es que dice el coro, cabrón?
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come.